Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Chime Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
Let's get the accolades out of the way, folks. Chris Chime is on fire. Good morning, Chime Time. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mutt. I am lighting it up, my friend. It has been quite the first 2 weeks of the NFL season for me.
Nice run. I saw the tweet, for those who did not see it on Twitter. Run down your list of casholes yesterday.
Yeah,
nice
so
run.
we went 7-3 on the Monday Night Football doubleheader.
Nice.
The Bills game, we got Bills minus 10, Bills team total over 29.5, Stephon Diggs over 75.5 receiving yards, Tannehill over 1.5 reception. So, and then we missed on the Singletary anytime touchdown, which we were about to get, but unfortunately, the Bills did an illegal snap because they were trying to get it off too fast, and so the play got blown dead. So it was unlucky there for us, but 4-1 in that game, I'll take it. And then in the Vikings Eagles game, we went 3-2 there. We hit on Devontae Smith over 3.5 receptions. Had
he
that in the first half. Loved
he
that.
He looked great. He looked great.
Jalen Hurts over 8.5 rush attempts. He had 7 in the first half. That was an easy cash. And the Hurts TD, he had it on the very first drive, which was fantastic. We missed on Quez Watkins. Somehow he just decided to have a big game. And the Vikings team total, because the Vikings, Kirk Cousins went and did Kirk Cousins things. And he is 2-10 now in, what, his last 12 primetime games or something like that. And the only two wins he had were over the Bears.
Honestly, it's annoying because I think that stat is really, really stupid. Like, I really do. Like, I think it's a new coaching staff. And, like, why would the history of him with Mike Zimmer in primetime games without this new offense matter? And it turns out, at least last night, it did matter. Like, I hate those historical stats.
I'm with you. I generally
because
do as
well. they're so bad. If you hear someone, you know, spouting those out without any context, just be aware that they might not know what they're talking about. So, in this case, I thought, well, those primetime games did involve O'Connell or this new look offense or the high powered look or adding on defense. And Cousins just was not – well, it wasn't just Cousins. I thought the Vikings offensive line was terrible last night.
Yep. They couldn't run the football to save their lives.
It was pretty clear early on, Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison, like it was way too much of those guys. And it was a step backward for an offense I thought was going to take a step forward. And maybe the Packers weren't ready week one and the Vikings took advantage of it, because the Eagles looked like, as you said yesterday, looked like the much better team. In that game yesterday, it was frustrating from a game result. We had the Vikings as part of a same-game parlay. We had the Vikings as part of a two-game teaser. So those did not work out. The Irv Smith anytime touchdown was the only touchdown that the Vikings scored, and that was plus 320 and then almost 4-1 in the same-game parlays for those who used it. So we did not have an anytime touchdown winner over the weekend. We had Irv Smith last night, so 1-1 for me on the podcast. But Chime carrying a 7-3. In his 10 plays last night as part of the Monday night doubleheader, which I have to admit I did enjoy. And I give ESPN and the NFL credit. They timed it out perfect. The first game went to halftime, and the second game started.
Yeah.
Like, they nailed it, Chime. The timing, the cut-ins, the cutouts. Nice job by the four-letter network.
7:15 start time on a Monday night football game.
Beautiful.
Was chef's kiss. That was awesome. Oh, I was so into that.
I think Josh Allen MVP tickets are alive. I think Jalen Hurts MVP tickets
another
are alive.
Guy that was 20-1 that Jalen Hurts weeks. Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson were both 20-1 to start the season. They are now, I believe Jalen Hurts yesterday was 18-1. I can only imagine he has gone up since then, and Lamar was 12-1 yesterday when we looked.
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Lamar 12-1. Jalen Hurts is now 8-1 to win the MVP.
Yep, primetime game, baby.
Wow.
Well, it's the rushing numbers too. The Eagles are going to be good. You know, quarterbacks who put up big stats in for winning teams. That's the MVP. Literally, that's the MVP equation, right?
And
that's
he's
the
a
recipe,
new guy,
the
right?
Recipe.
Like, it's not a guy that has been in the mix. It's a guy that's emerging, and I think and there is always going to be. For storyline purposes and these voters, if it's a sense of newness, they really like it.
I totally agree. It's a narrative award. And again, these are sports writers who are crushing Diet Cokes. They're eating free food. Like, they're very basic, sort of the Bradfords of the world, quite frankly. And so they look at the basic stuff first, and new guys like Jalen Hurts and them being out. And them, what, they're 2-0, correct, to start the year?
That is correct. Yeah. And they dominated against the Vikings in primetime.
The Ravens losing actually in some way, shape, or form does hurt our Lamar Jackson bet. I know that he played well, but the Dolphins come back to win. You need wins, you need playoff performance, and you need playoff qualifications, and you need big stats. And right now, Hurts is slightly better. So the 8-1 actually is pretty fair based on the 12-1 currently on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, agreed.
And that division now is so there for the Eagles, too, because Dak's out. Because it's Cooper Rush.
It's such a free division for them now. Somehow the Giants are also 2-0, but that won't last. So you don't have to worry about that. The Commanders are 1-1. They'll be probably right around that, 8-9, 7-10 range. And the Cowboys, Lord knows what they'll do without Dak. So
Week 3 will start on Thursday with Mike Tomlin in a dog spot, which I'll certainly be on. Mike Tomlin is underdog wins. We'll talk about that as we get towards Thursday. As for your Patriots, Chris Scheim, the line, as I'm looking at here, opened Ravens 3 as a road dog. It is still Ravens 3 as I try to pull up the numbers I want to see here because I have 9,000 different tabs open here. That's what this show is all about. It is stayed 3. So far, 88% of the bets and 76% of the money has come in on the Ravens early on. Again, super early in the betting. 12% of the bets, but 24% of the money. So a little bit of an edge there money-wise. So significant, potentially some bigger bets as the Patriots as a dog. And I can see historically people looking at Bill Belichick as a home dog and wanting to bet that blindly. I suspect that's part of the money so far. But I was curious what you thought about this line. Is the opening line on this right? Is the number right? Patriots, 3-point dog at home. By the way, as a dog, they're only minus 105, so you're getting a little bit reduced juice there at +3 Patriots at Gillette, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Well, theoretically, if this was played on a neutral field, the Ravens would be like 6-point favorites, and if it was in Baltimore, they'd technically be closer to 9-point favorites, I guess, is the general math when you're looking at it. And so I think in that scenario, Ravens laying 3 on the road seems right, at least from a betting angle. I'm kind of surprised it's not more 3.5, 4. I feel like I guess it's Belichick as a dog is just their Vegas probably gets too nervous about it. So I think this line being right at that 3 mark, if it comes anything lower than 3, people would just be pumping the Ravens more. And I wouldn't be surprised if because of the amount of bets and money coming in on the Ravens, that if this does bump to 3.5 and even to 4, that you'll see a lot of sharper money come in around the Patriots closer towards kickoff time.
And to your point, I mean, clearly people are betting the Ravens. I see a couple of the books, including DK, have already moved to minus 115.
Yeah.
So if you want to bet the Ravens right now, you're paying the extra tax there. If you want to bet the Patriots, you're getting, as I said, a little bit less juice. That's not everywhere. That's on DK. That's on WinBet. And really, that's it. In fact, you can get the Ravens -3/105 at PointsBet right now. So it's not consensus across the industry right now. Looking at the number of bets so far here, it is the second most. Well, taking Thursday Night Football out, it is the second most bet game of the week so far, behind Chiefs and Colts.
Yep.
Where the Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite at Indy and are taking a solid 86% of the money early on. So I suspect Patriots, Ravens, two popular teams. People like to bet Belichick as a dog, as we saw last week. I wouldn't say lie, they weren't the dog. But the money was right last week, just following up one more on Patriots and Steelers. The money came into the Pats, Scheinman, the money was right throughout the much of that week. So we questioned it. The market was right about that. We'll see how it ends up again. Patriots as a three-point dog. You want the look ahead. You have not done this yet, Scheinman, sure. What do you think the line is next week? Patriots and Packers week four, the look ahead line for week four.
It's in Green Bay, so
you had to guess.
I'm gonna say right in the Vegas zone, Green Bay by four.
It's Green Bay 5.5.
Okay. So
right now, which is still in that four to five and a half ranges, like you said, sort of in that weird area, where if you wanted to start building stuff for next week already, you could tease the Packers down under. You'd actually be getting half a point if you want to build teasers there. Just something to look at for the Patriots on the road against the Packers next week. Anything else early for week three, Chris Scheinman? Anything you're planning on betting today for week three in the NFL?
Nope. Today is my turnaround day. So today is a lot of fantasy and waiver wire look ahead for me and pick up. So I'm going to be doing all my research on that. And then tomorrow is the day I really start diving into the next week of gambling. So right now is kind of my one gambling day off of the week. And tomorrow we're right back at it.
I am concerned about your health. You're tweeting out an I'm tired meme yesterday. What's up with
Mondays are my long day because I have to get in here extra early to get my stuff done because we have to record Boomer Esiason very early in the morning.
Yep, 5:30 if I recall correctly.
Yeah, a little inside radio, 5:20 actually.
Oh.
So I have to make sure all my stuff is done prior to Boomer. So I have to make sure that I'm here even earlier in the morning on those days. And then, you know, you and I had a nice long podcast yesterday, which I love doing. So I didn't mind it at all. But then I go home and I'm exhausted. I need a nap. I take a nap, and then I have to watch Monday Night Football. So, you know,
it's a backbreaking work for you, Christian. Backbreaking work.
I was talking to my mom. Digging ditches. It's great. It's a great excuse to have to tell people, no, I have to go watch football. It's for work. It's my work. I have to go work. And people don't quite understand that, but that's the way it is here.
No, the real grind is sticking to this Red Sox team for the next 3 weeks. That's what we're doing here on Red Sox pregame tonight. Red Sox and Red, yes, they are. Red Sox and Red, 6:40 first pitch in the Queen City. It'll be Brian Bello against Nick Lodolo, the lefty, young lefty, 24 years old. Has had a really good stretch here in the second half of the year.
Yes, he has.
4-6 on the season with a 3.81 ERA, but since the All-Star break, he has a 2.95 ERA. His last couple of games here, September, 6 1/3 last time out, 11 strikeouts, no walks. 8 innings at the Brewers, and 11 strikeouts, no walks. 6 innings versus the Rockies, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk. Has a very good September, 2.21 ERA, 31 strikeouts in 20 1/3 innings. But he's a young pitcher, Scheinman, right? 24 years old. The Reds are completely out of it. His last 4 games, 104, 101. 107, 102 pitches. So 24 years old, having a good year, but how committed are the Reds to want to see this guy have a marathon outing again for a fifth consecutive start? DraftKings, because he's pitched well, has posted a line of 17.5 outs.
I see where you're going with this.
The under on his 17.5 outs time is +140 because he's pitched so well and the Red Sox stink. So I know why the line is 140. I know I should be saying he's pitched over 6 innings in 5 of his last 6 starts. Why would I fade that? I'm fading him because it's a young pitcher at home. Season doesn't matter anymore. And I could see a scenario where he does pitch well, but the Reds don't want to overextend him. I want the under 17.5 outs at +140 tonight on Nick Lodolo against the Boston Red Sox. That is my bet. I've already placed it in the Action Network app. I'll be giving it out tonight, barring any injury news. Like, if the Red Sox put out just an absolute embarrassing lineup, I will punt out of this. But as of right now, they scored 1 million runs against the Royals on Sunday. This is their little two-game set there in Cincy. I see no reason why the offense couldn't be good, and I see no reason why the Reds want to overextend a young pitcher who's only 24. So I want the under 17.5 outs on Nick Lodolo tonight at +140. That's my bet.
So I like the take here, the kind of contrarian take here, that they're just going to, instead of overextending him, they're going to get him maybe 5 innings and just get him out of there, even if he's dominating. I like it. I like the angle there.
I like the +140, for being honest.
Yeah, to be honest, the value is really, really good. I thought about the strikeouts prop of going over 6.5, but at -140, just not worth it. And so instead I went to batters props. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to commit to this pick.
Say you're not into the Red Sox right now.
Yeah, I'm
it's okay.
not. I'm, no, it's not. It's not that I'm entirely not into the Red Sox. I may make joke about it. I just don't know this Cincinnati team very well. So I look at Brian Bello and I look at his batting average against for right-handers, and right-handers are hitting like 300 on him. So my inclination would be to want to bet on a guy like Kyle Farmer to have over 1.5 total bases at plus 150.
Yep.
But I'm not going to make a pick. I just want to say, if I had a lean, that would be my lean. But I'm not making a pick.
Not
no
a lock.
Pick here. Yep.
It's not a lock.
Correct.
It's a lean.
Correct.
It's a lean.
Yep.
Yes, they still are playing baseball, Scheim. I know you're not paying attention, but that's okay.
I'm paying semi-attention.
If you're a football fan, you're doing your football work, the baseball takes a backseat until playoff time.
And when I'm 23-11 on all of my non-Friday picks with you when it comes to football season, I think that is very much worth my time.
We're not counting Friday picks anymore?
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm counting all of like my prop picks and then the primetime game picks that we don't have in our Friday picks. If you want to include the Friday picks, I'm 27-13, so I'm even better. Like, it's
pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty
so I was just saying outside of the Friday picks, because I like to keep my Friday picks record separate just for us to keep track throughout the season. So.
Anything else gambling wise, Scheim? I know that the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is going to meet on Thursday. People keep hoping there'll be a timeline put in place for when they're going to open up the betting, but we found out last week they're talking about potentially temporary licenses, and they're going to add some time. I feel more and more confident
temporary?
That. Say that again.
Wasn't it like 20 temporary licenses, and then they would have to then reduce it to 15?
Yeah, I don't want to get bogged down in it because it's probably boring for 99% of the audience. But they were thinking about issuing as many as 30 temporary licenses, and then letting those temp licenses go for a year. And then after a year, picking what they think are the best 15. And then the other 15 would have to shut down, to which everybody in the industry said that is stupid. For example, yeah. I'll use PointsBet as one, right? Let's say PointsBet gets a temporary license, Scheim, right? I place a future wager with PointsBet. So when they get closed, when the state has to close them next year, what happens to my future bet? It's now illegal to use them. Where does my money go? Why would I put money into accounts?
So stupid.
Where they might close. So I don't think they're going to do that, but I do think it's going to add time to when we do get legalized sports betting. And once or twice a week, I get some sort of social media tweet, you know, at me or at one of the accounts that says, you know, when is this going to happen? And I keep telling people, whatever you think, or whenever you think it should happen,
it's going to happen later.
Add some time to it, because the state is going to take longer. So I'm standing by my early 2023, you know, Super Bowl-esque sort of launch for this year in this state. I don't think they're going to launch the physical sites earlier. They're going to try to do them all together. So my best guess, and I have not talked to anybody the last couple of weeks because we're actually, you know, betting on sports right now. It's weird. You know, we talk about them and also bet about the games and instead of worrying about when this state is going to legalize sports betting. But I still think early 2023, Scheim. But they're hoping by Thursday that Brad Hill and company give some sort of timeline as to when they're going to roll some of this stuff out. I still am not confident, but even by Thursday we get a timeline. I think we're still maybe weeks away from that. So we can still bet in New Hampshire, and I'll be betting in Connecticut next couple weeks. So
I will continue to keep betting in the great state of New Hampshire.
I can't imagine the money the state is missing out on right now, but
so
they want to drag
money.
Their feet on it. I can only complain so much. We've legalized it now. You know, assuming the timeline stays about on track, like if we get to the Super Bowl, we're not betting yet. We get to March Madness, we're not betting. Then we'll start complaining about it again. But until then, we're going to have 15 books to choose from. It's as many as the entire region of New England combined. So that it's technically we're trending towards good news, Scheim.
Yes.
I can't complain about that right now.
Yeah.
Our bets are hitting right now. And the podcast had a good start for the season.
You're
so
damn right.
That's a good thing. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on the Odyssey app. What else for the people today, Chris Scheim?
That's all I got today, Mutt. It was a wonderful week. Great weekend of betting. You know, we missed on some props on Sunday, but we made up for it last night. We're going to continue to keep winning. I'm going to continue to keep posting my picks on the Action Network app for anyone that wants to follow along and enjoy this ride with us. We're just going to keep on moving.
I'm committing to putting those in when I remember to. Like, I forgot to put a bunch of my props in on Sunday because I got lazy and the game started and I was like, oh, well, shoot, I can't do it now. So mine are not 100% accurate, but the baseball one is already up there. You're at, is it Chris Scheim or Scheim Time, or where can people find you on the Action Network?
I believe it's Chris Scheim _, technically. I can't switch it. I've tried to change it. It won't let me change it. So kind of just doing what I can.
Yep, and you've got your picture up there, Mike Menansky for the Action Network as well. Scheim, well done last night. 7-3 in the primetime doubleheader. We got Thursday Night Football coming up. We got Red Sox and Reds, which I am locked in tonight on the pregame beginning at 5:40. Scheim, we'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
Can't wait, Mutt. Talk tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.